This Wednesday marks the beginning of a Bengali New Year, year 1433 to be precise. There are many rituals that mark the end of one year and the beginning of another. A great tree trunk is being set up in the middle of a market in North Kolkata. Men in orange robes, foreheads smeared with ash, will tie themselves by ropes and spin around the pole in religious ecstasy. Outside, the streets will fill with stalls selling little handicrafts, palm leaf puppets, flutes, drums, and clay dolls. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. But the real way we celebrate a new year in these parts is by food. Restaurants are offering platters of Bengali food. And at little New Year festivals that have sprung up in many neighborhoods, the star attraction is food. The more deep fried, the better. Like fish fries and fish fingers, which are basically fish sticks. Diamond-shaped fish fries, deep-fried chicken breast cutlets, crumb-fried mutton croquettes, and little fish fingers, all deep-fried, of course. Not a salad in sight. The place smells like a giant vat of bubbling oil. And despite the sticky heat, everyone loves their food deep fried. My friend from Berlin was delighted to discover pumpkin flowers in the markets of Kolkata. "You eat pumpkin flowers too?" she asked. "How do you prepare them?" "Oh, we dip them in batter and deep fry them," I replied cheerily. She seemed rather crestfallen. She'd been thinking she was about to discover the Bengali equivalent of Italian zucchini flowers stuffed with ricotta cheese. Just dunking them in chickpea flour and tossing them in a pot of hot boiling oil seemed less inspiring. But Bengalis like to deep fry everything. Pumpkin slices, pumpkin flowers, eggplants, greens, even the crunchy seeds of overripe striped gourds. Everything is fair game. Vegetables, flowers, tiger prawns, fish roes, chicken lollipops. I'm surprised our fairy tales aren't filled with wicked witches who try to deep fry little children. Deep fried is an adjective in English. In Bengali, it has acquired the solidity of a noun, tele bhaja, literally things fried in oil. There's even a shop that proudly says it's been serving deep-fried snacks for over 100 years. Freedom fighters bought deep-fried goodies there once. Tea time snacks, or jol khabar, are an orgy of deep-fried excess, starting with the humble samosa, simple black onion seed speckled kucho nimki munchies and vegetable chop, that curious ball of grated beetroot with raisins and peanuts. Then we quickly climb the food chain to diamond-shaped fish fries, mutton breast cutlets, fowl cutlets, the lethal butter-fried fish orli. Many of these have colonial roots, though now thoroughly Bengali-sized. A deviled egg in the rest of the world is a cold snack made with a boiled egg, its yolk mashed with mustard and mayo. An egg devil in Kolkata is a boiled egg wrapped with mincemeat, dunked in breadcrumbs and deep fried. The Bengali romance with deep fried is not new. Pragya Sundari Devi's seminal cookbook of Bengali recipes from 1902 has over 100 recipes under bhaji bhuji, aka this and that fried. She fries things I didn't even know existed. Ganda leaves, punko saag, as well as things I would have thought defied frying, like pineapples, green papaya, and jackfruit. "Don't skimp on the oil," she warns. "It'll become limp instead of crunchy. Fry in batches. Don't overcrowd. Haste makes soggy." The only vegetables in sight at the New Year food festivals are raw onions and slivers of cucumber and carrots pretending to be a salad. I don't touch them. You can get E. coli from cut raw vegetables, after all. Perhaps that is the scientific reason behind the Bengali love for all things deep-fried. They might clog the arteries, but at least No pesky germ can survive that pot of boiling oil. My great-grandmother was a huge fan of all things deep-fried, and her appetite for them remained undiminished till the very end. Once, in her 90s, she fell down and bust her head. As the family scurried around trying to staunch the flow of blood, she called out plaintively to the old maid, "Jomuna, remember to soak the dal. I want to have deep-fried dal fritters tomorrow." At that time, my mother scolded her for her insatiable appetite for all things deep-fried. Now, whenever we eat dal fritters with our lunch, we remember that story wistfully. In these parts, even our nostalgia is deep-fried. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.